Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Boudreaux steals second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Chapman moves to third. Trosky moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman scores. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards right. Right fields it and throws to second to catch Mack for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Turner and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosenthal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack misplays the ball. That's an error on Mack. QL moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. QL moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turner moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Turner moves to third. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 3 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Moose Salters. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.